Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 81. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, what is going on?
What up, dog?
What up?
Just hanging out, having a good night.
We are.
Talking about Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, yes.
Part of time. Sean. Excellent. Sean. As if.
Yeah, that's one of the movies that my wife can say word for word. That and what was the other one I told you?
Princess Bride.
No. She might be able to do that one. Oh, no. That,
As you wish.
I'm trying to think what the other movie was. I was telling you guys that, yeah, she says, I mean, I'm not kidding you, word for word. She says,
is it Grease?
No.
Austin Powers?
No, ooh, that's another Grease.
Dirty Dancing?
No. Tombstone? No, that doesn't matter. No, that's me.
Right, I know. You and Elijah.
Yeah. It's Chris Farley and David Spade.
Which one?
Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Not Black Sheep, I was thinking.
Yeah, not Black Tommy Boy. That's yeah. Right. You did say Tommy Boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Just hanging out, having fun?
Mm-hmm. And then we came here. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
man. Ooh. That's just mean.
Trying to be mentally supportive for each other.
Mental supports. We all need them.
We do. You know what we should do?
What's that?
Get right into the episode.
Oh, let's do that.
Do it.
Feet first.
I'm excited about this one. So, Sean, what are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about the Westinghouse Castle. Ta-da. Pittsburgh, right?
Pittsburgh, PA.
Pittsburgh.
Does it have a lot of cats?
Pittsburgh?
Probably. Huh. Pittsburgh has a lot of haunted places. We should just focus on like all the haunted places in Pittsburgh someday.
They do. It is, and I have a couple crazy. Of websites saved.
Yeah, I do. I actually do too. But the Westinghouse.
Oh, whose choice is this?
I have no idea. It's yours. It's yours,
Todd.
See
how he tried to gloss over that, Nate?
Trying. Yeah, he tried to bulldoze through it.
I only want to give credit when it's mine.
Yeah. If it was him, he'd say, hey, guys,
this is Sean Lehman.
This is
you
mine.
You know, this was Sean's idea.
Mine. And then
did I mention that it was Sean's?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Only mine. Is it? No. This is Todd's brilliant choice.
Oh, it is?
I forgot.
Well, you didn't have to mention it.
It even says it here in the script, not script. Westinghouse Air Brake Company General Office Building. It goes by a lot of names. So the Westinghouse Air Brake Company General Office Building, if you can't say that again.
Didn't they sell CDs?
They might have. They might
make TVs too.
Known locally as the Castle or Library Hall. In Wilmerding, that sounds made up, Pennsylvania, is a building from 1890. It was listed on the Pittsburgh History and Landmarks Foundation in 1975, National Register of Historic Places in 1987. Originally built as an office building for the Westinghouse Air Brake Company, it housed the George Westinghouse Museum from 2006 to 2016. In 2016, it was sold to the Priority Hospitality Group with the intention of being developed into a boutique hotel. However, the 2020 global pandemic affected those plans, and it was announced in November 2021 that the building will be used for an art academy and to house classrooms for a nearby high school. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Shoo.
Man.
It's beautiful, though. It's really cool looking. I like the little clock tower.
Castle.
It does look like a castle.
You said a year there. What was the year you... What you were reading, did you say 1987 or 1897? What did you say? What was it?
The National Register of Historic Places in 1987 is when it was indicted there.
Okay.
Originally built in 1890. Is that what you heard?
Yeah. That's why it's
Oh, okay. 1890.
It's old.
It's old.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Registered as a historic building in 1987. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. This is a really cool place. Very haunted, supposedly, and that's why we are talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Mr. Westinghouse, the founder, has been deceased for over 106 years now.
That's crazy.
Don't look a day over 107. I don't remember his age when he passed, but I'm thinking...
This article was in 2020. So we are now in 2023. So, yeah, what, 109? Somewhere around there.
Well, you said he's been deceased.
He's been deceased.
He died
106 at this time.
He died March 12th, 1914 in New York City.
Oh, that's right.
At the age of 67.
67, yeah. And that was the day I was born. Well,
he's now buried.
March 12th, 1971.
He's in the Arlington National Cemetery.
1971, but.
Yeah.
You don't work day over 50.
No, I don't look a day over 55.
There's a lot about George Westinghouse, but the interesting thing we've talked about this subject before is he's connected to Tesla. Mm. Tesla is the one that basically he let.
And who was Tesla?
The car, the scientist.
Old Nikola, right?
Nikola.
We talked about pigeon fetish. That's all I got to say about that one.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to reference Nikola Tesla, go back and listen to episode whatever the heck that was, Mini.
I'm disappointed that you don't have that
very
memorized.
Strange. I don't know. We're getting too many. We're almost to 100, remember?
Too many on our minis.
On minis, I don't even know. We're on a lot on minis, right?
Yeah.
What episode is this one?
81.
So, yeah, right? But anyway, so he's connected. He let, or Tesla let him out of the contract for like $200,000, and Westinghouse made a bunch of money on AC. But I think it's interesting, especially this tower, is the air brake. He's the one that designed the air brake, and that's what made Pittsburgh and this area, you know, famous and all that good stuff. So, good bully for him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So very good guy, very interesting guy, very historic family, the Westinghouse. So, but yeah, so they deserve a castle. Why not?
They do.
Why not a castle?
I deserve a castle, to be honest with you.
I do too.
And to be honest with you, I'm the king of the castle when my wife's not home.
The man can do whatever I want.
That's right.
While she's not here.
I control the remote. No.
That's right. Interesting fact here. It says women were once a large contributing factor in keeping the legacy strong when the majority of the men working at Westinghouse were forced into more pressing obligations concerning World War II duties while the ladies stayed back and made gun parts for the war effort. Brothers Herman and George Westinghouse both had offices at the Wilmerding headquarters that simply oozed with high-quality deep-carved wood and all of the finery, including limestone fireplaces that one would expect to find in the presence of powerful men. Sadly, in 1896, the castle was destroyed in a fire, but was quickly rebuilt to its former grand Scottish style that portrays a natural aura of elegance and gracefulness.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
My favorite part of it is the clock tower. I have to say, it's just very striking. Four-sided clock tower. It was constructed by architect Frederick J. Osterling and is operated by a system of chains and pulleys. Now, the interesting thing about this castle is, especially in Pittsburgh, you know, we're talking steel mills and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Steelers, right?
Love the Steelers.
Right. But a lot of the city is covered in soot and crap and whatever, and things are dirty, right? It's just a dirty little town. No offense, but it is and was. So they actually built this kind of on the outskirts.
You're
and
not
they
really helping Pittsburgh become.
Pittsburgh, I know. Hey, I love me some terrible towel. So,
and I grew up with my boyhood team.
You got to have something to wipe the soot up with. Right? Sorry, I know this is not helping. So, okay, I'm going to have a lot of anger. Angry people calling me. Reaching out.
They don't listen yet. So.
Pittsburgh is very haunted, and I love Pittsburgh. So. Yes. But they moved, or this castle was built in an area that was supposed to be a little more upscale, and they wanted to keep it a little more pristine, right? So that's why it's built up. A lot of these houses that were like ritzier are...
What? Cut his mic.
Strategically placed. I'm sorry.
The building never was a residence, but purely a place of business, serving as global headquarters for one of the highest tech industries of its day. It was, like you said, opened in 1890, damaged by fire, rebuilt, and then expanded in 1920s. The castle was vacated by a Westinghouse airbrake in 1985. Only a fraction of its 45,000 square foot expanse has been used since then.
That's crazy.
By local community interests.
Wow.
I want to live there.
So yeah, it was.
I know you're not supposed to, but I want to live there.
Never a home. It was a.
Don't care. I want to live
business.
There.
Business.
Yeah.
Business.
Well, we'll make it a home. We'll make it the Mako home.
That's right.
Headquarters home.
Mako headquarters.
Yeah.
Something.
Pittsburgh.
So it's got a lot of history, with the business and everything. Let's get to the paranormal.
Ooh.
When walking through the castle, Many of the staff members and volunteers claim that you can feel the presence of bygone days and those spirits that once lived it. Says the feeling of being followed is a daily occurrence, and many of the employees have visitors of the museum swear that they have been physically touched by disembodied spirits who have brushed past them on both the stairway and in the hallways. Sightings of ghostly jean-clad workmen are nothing new at the historic building, and quite often giggling children can be heard running through the halls. And then it says, vibes of paranormal activity is present in just about every area of the castle, and eventually caught the attention of the Pittsburgh Paranormal Society, who was led by founder Sean Kelly, visited the castle to determine if there was any proof of actual ghosts residing in more than a century-old castle.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There was an investigative group that determined the presence of ghost children there. They could not determine the children's identity or why they would be hanging around. This group was armed with high-tech equipment ranging from infrared cameras and K2 meters, voice recorders, and basic human personnel instincts and experiences. The group was well-received by the other side and was instantly rewarded with evidence that the Westinghouse Castle is, in fact, haunted by several entities. While on the second floor, the group entered the Historical Society room, where they were greeted by the spirit of a child. When the child was asked a series of questions, the K2 meter lit up without hesitation. After more questions about playing games, the room took on a chilly atmosphere, which typically indicates a spirit is present when in situations such as these.
Ooh.
Ghost children, then. Chilly.
That's not creepy at all. Chilly. Ghost children, right?
Yeah. Anytime you had children, adds to the creep factor, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like in movies, you know.
To add to what you just said,
yes, sir.
A more authoritative male ghost entered the room, and the ghost child disappeared almost as if she feared punishment.
Oh.
The group continued on to the offices located on the third floor, where the ghost of George Westinghouse is reported to hang out on most evenings. The presence of a ghost was immediately felt by the group. But the spirit is here strictly out of routine. Known as a residual haunting. This particular ghost brings no danger to those that witness his spirit. But the paranormal group felt that the ghost did not want them in the room and was pushing for them to leave immediately. Surprisingly, the attic held the least amount of paranormal activity, while the heaviest spiritual activity generally takes place on the upper third, fourth, and fifth floors.
Mm, that's the place to be then, huh?
Evidently.
Sean, did you write this down, by the way?
I absolutely did. Twice, actually.
Twice, did you? Just to make sure.
Castle.
Volunteer worker Joyce Thomas.
Tomasic
claims that she had a paranormal experience in George Westinghouse's office while filming a commercial. Joyce claims that she felt the overpowering feeling that someone was standing behind her while whispering in her ear, and that hair standing up on your neck sensation can only be described as extremely unnerving because you know that you are witnessing something totally unbelievable.
I think it was for the commercials for Meow Mix. I want Meow Mix.
Oh, boy. Continuing, ghost workers clad Austin in blue Powers, jeans are often spotted descending the steps coming from the fifth floor. These workmen look like the average maintenance guy, but they are anything but general in significance because the average man does not vanish into thin air or disappear in front of your eyes like these guys are capable of doing. That's every day, right?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Blink, you'll miss them.
It says the steps are always bustling with paranormal activity, as groups being led on tours through the castle are never let down when it comes to being touched by spirit. I've heard about touched by an angel, but touched by a spirit. The sensation of something or someone brushing past you is hard to ignore, but sometimes embarrassing to talk about. Like, woo, who just goosed me, right? Those folks that feel the need to share their experiences have reported these incidences to the staff, and the reported ghost sightings are getting heavier and more entailed each year. Groundskeeper Mike Smith claims that the boiler room is a hotbed of paranormal activity, and that it is not uncommon to find all the lights blaring even though they have been turned off.
Oh, the boiler room, you say?
The boiler room.
Hmm. Those would be creepy anyway.
Hotspot.
Those boiler rooms.
Yeah. Well, it would be a hotspot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, they said that they allowed Pittsburgh Paranormal Society to visit and perform investigations because of the hundreds of reports coming in that the castle is a hotbed of paranormal activity. So, yeah.
A hotbed, you say?
Hotbed. So, yeah, it's a extremely popular paranormal phenomenon, and events happen. And amateur and seasoned ghost hunters can enjoy the castle all year long.
I want to go.
I think it's interesting that it was never a residence, you know?
You think at some point.
I bet people stayed the night, though. They worked all hours of the night there. That'd be a fun. It seems like it'd be a fun place to work.
Yeah. I mean,
can you imagine just driving up to it?
That'd be a fun place to investigate and tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a really cool history, too. I mean, and it's very historic, obviously, for the people of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did grow up a Steelers fan, and my favorite hockey team's Pittsburgh Penguins. So I told Elijah that he and I need to go to see a Penguins game. So we might as well do that and just check out the Westinghouse Castle.
Well, it's being turned into a hotel. We can just stay there.
Yeah, it's true.
We'll have to make sure it's a Pittsburgh and Red Wings game.
Yeah, I was just saying, you don't want to. Well, that we could try that. Yeah, we could. Well, Sean doesn't care about hockey, so
nah.
What? What? Hockey is a sport? That's not nice. Well, not nice. I like hockey.
We'll get him a jersey. Half it'll be Red Wings. Half it'll be Penguins.
Yeah,
that's right.
Sit in between us.
I'll be Switzerland.
Yeah, right.
I've been to hockey games. I like hockey games. But yeah, I'm not. I don't follow hockey too much.
That's all right. We'll get you. My Penguins fell to the Bruins at the Winter Classic the other night.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
man, they were up two and they got beat. That's all right. 2-1. But anyway,
do you think? It's always fun when they make the tackle and get a touchdown, right?
when they hit that
check.
Home run,
hip yeah. check.
And after that they make a slam dunk and they run the bases after they slam dunk
and they spike it in your face
while they do donuts. In the what do you think about this? As I need Nate, what do you think about this castle? It sounds pretty haunted to me. And it sounds like there's a lot of volunteers, tourists, mm-hmm. People that have many encounters. So I definitely think there's something going on.
Oh, I agree.
And mm-hmm. with the history and the time, yeah.
There's a mantle, too, that has a lot of kind of weird, little sculptures on it. And I would call it gargoyles, but it's not really gargoyles. But it says
conscience.
That's it. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Jiminy Crickets.
There you go. Right. The Westinghouse Air Brake Company, its products essential to the art of transportation. Its achievements acclaim the genius of its founder, George Westinghouse. And he lived from 1846 to 1914.
Man.
67. Ooh. 67 years young.
Still, yeah, it's pretty young. I mean, back then it wasn't pretty young, but. Man, yeah.
Go look at pictures. It's beautiful. I mean,
yeah,
it really
it's a cool
is.
Building.
It is breathtaking, mm-hmm. to be fair.
325 Commerce Street in Wilmerding, Pennsylvania.
I really do want the
Wilmerding.
The Mako
what's that?
You know, the Mako headquarters to be there, and I would become a Steelers fan if we could go.
Do you realize really how many places we've said, "Hey, that ought to be the Mako headquarters."
I know, but I'm serious about this one.
But we only need one floor here.
For shizzle.
Right.
Right. Only one floor. We need the top floor.
You know what we'll do?
Clock tower.
You know what we'll do? So we'll hit it big. We'll buy this castle. It'll be the Mako Castle, you know, headquarters. And then we don't need the whole building for our podcast. We can let our other podcast friends and researcher friends and authors.
Quadrants.
They can have their
areas.
Yeah, and they can work out of. And,
mm-hmm. I like that idea.
That it'll be
I just want the clock tower.
How about this? So it'll be owned by Mako, but it'll be the Creepy Castle. Since we're having
Creepy Castle, I like
about
it.
That. The Mako Creepy Castle.
So if you're just going to get the clock tower, are you going to grow a hunchback?
Maybe.
You can be deaf.
Quasimoto.
Quasi-Shano. Quasi-Lemeno. Lemeno. Yeah, something like that. So when are we going?
Now.
Okay.
Like right now.
Let's book it.
Book it.
I think Pittsburgh's only like 8 hours, seven hours?
That far.
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe six-ish. Not that far. I mean, not that long of a drive. Mm-hmm. So I've always wanted to go. I'm a Boston guy, but like I said, I'm a Penguins fan, and I grew up as a Steelers fan. So, and I have nothing against the Pirates. I read for Barry Bonds and the Pirates back in the 90s. So
that Quasimodo.
Even though we don't have any listeners from Pittsburgh, but that's okay, Pittsburgh. That's fine.
Quasimodo reference right. made me think. What does he yell
at? Not hurting our feelings.
Whatevs.
What does Quasimodo yell? Is in it Sanctuary?
Yes, Sanctuary, yeah.
All right, that's what that means.
How was that again?
Sanctuary! I don't think he says it that clear.
That. Yeah, I don't think. Sanctuary!
Sanctuary!
Kind of like the
Frankenstein's monster.
What did you say? I apologize, creepies. This is our last recording of the night.
We're getting a little punchy.
It's after 11.
It's 11:18
Punch
PM.
Drunk without the drunk.
Well, I enjoyed this story, yes. And I like it. The castle is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Very haunted, it seems, and we'll put that on the list. We'll go there.
Mm-hmm. And it's connected to Tesla. How can you beat it?
Oh, yeah, that's
crazy.
Crazy
Uncle Tesla.
History.
Well, you know what? So we can end this recording and we can go to bed.
Nate, put it to bed.
Nate, help us out, man, if you would.
Time to hit the air brakes. That's a wrap.
There you go.
Nice. Man, this guy just never
lets
us down.
Nicely done.
Good job, Nate.
Yeah, gold star.
Piling up them zeros. Nice. Well, creepies, we want to thank you for listening to our middle-aged mini number 81 and our discussion on the Westinghouse Castle. And until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.